Kate Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're continuing to discuss the sexual revolution. There's no question but that our society has adopted new moral standards compared to those that were held by people just a generation back. We see things advertised on television that were taboo just a few years ago. Programs on television, movies in the theater, often feature raw and explicit sexual behavior. Pictures in magazines are provocative and suggestive. Homosexuals and lesbians misleadingly style themselves as gay and openly call for public acceptance of their so-called alternate lifestyle. And amazingly, in many communities, the acceptance is given them. Pornography is now a $7 billion a year business. That's $7 billion a year, with one-fourth of it featuring child pornography. Incestuous practices regularly take place in many families. Despite the loosening of public practices, the standards of the Word of God have not changed. God still demands sexual purity today, just as he did when he gave his standards in his Word, the Bible. For instance, the book of Leviticus condemns incest, saying, "If a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, and she see his nakedness, it is a wicked thing, and they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He hath uncovered his sister's nakedness, he shall bear his iniquity." In the book of Romans, Paul calls homosexual behavior vile affections and characterizes this as a sign that God has given up the individual to his own evil passions. The sin of adultery is vigorously condemned more than 50 times, more than any other sin in the Bible. From the simple statement of the Ten Commandments, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," to the more complex development of the book of Proverbs, where most of chapters 5, 6, and 7 are devoted to the topic, adultery is seen to be a practice that God hates. The problem that Christian families face is that all too often we get caught up in the attitudes and practices of the world. If a Christian couple or their children do not saturate themselves with the teachings of the Bible, they're likely to fall prey to the foolish thinking of the unsaved with whom they associate. Young people, for instance, in public schools, lose their virginity so frequently that the pure, chaste boy or girl is a rarity. 80% of the boys and 70% of the girls now engage in premarital sex before they leave their teens. In this kind of an environment, it's easy for a Christian young person to look upon premarital sexual activity as normal, as an experience that they need to have in order to be accepted by their friends. I've personally talked with several Christian young people who've fallen into this sin as high schoolers or junior high schoolers. This means that Christian parents have a sacred responsibility to their children. It's not enough to simply tell your children to behave properly. You've got to teach them over a period of years. You've got to teach them that the Bible demands personal purity, and you've got to show them by your personal example that the family standards demand purity. You've got to monitor their friends and their activities and their time. In other words, Christian parents have a responsibility to spend time ensuring that their children are not caught in today's sexual revolution. Let me encourage you today to carry your responsibilities in this area, knowing that the results will help your child please the Lord.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.